And joining us now is the mayor of Galva, Rich Volkern. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about the Galva City Council meeting. Of course, first of all, let's start with the fiber agreement.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We've, I think over the years, the media, the TV and messaging and phone has all evolved. And fiber is the thing. There are so many people that are working from home that need the information and the speed. And I think we're finally getting close to that goal. We signed an agreement last night with MidCentury to bring fiber into town. And that doesn't tie up all the ends. We had several people say that, they can work from home or would like to move to Galva if we have the fiber. So it's something that, it's not going to come overnight, but we're hoping that in the next, 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, that it'll move into town and that people will be able to access things and go from there.
It's fiber it's become very important, especially in more rural areas, trying to get it out to people because it is an efficient way to get internet.
Yeah, I'm over today at my daughter and watching the grandkids, and they live in the middle of nowhere, and they both are working from home, and a lot of times that we don't even get on the internet while we're over here because with both of them doing it, it's hard, and it's something that, and I guess probably 10 years from now we'll talk about it, that it's been passed by something else, but right now it's really an important thing to have for a community to offer.
Anything anybody should know about about this agreement?
Oh, not really. I think they put out the prices. They have three different levels. It's different speeds and information you can get. So I think it's competitive with the others. We signed up, and like I said, I really don't know what the time frame is. It's not something that you get immediately. I know that, I believe that it's in some of the communities around us. So it's just a matter of getting all the right-of-ways and everything to get it into town. So I look forward, hopefully, in a period of time to be ready to go with it.
Is it a great deal of work to bring fiber into Galva?
Well, I'm not sure which company is in Bishop Hill, but I know that last summer, the summer before, there was a lot of equipment out there, and they were doing their water also, so it was a lot of construction. But I think that, you have to bring it in from wherever it's at and then bring it into the individual area. So with all the gas and other lines there, I think it's something that it takes some planning, and I imagine they've started that process already.
Hmm. We're talking with the mayor of Galva, Rich Volkern, today. And Mr. Mayor, of course, security at Wiley Park was discussed last night.
Yeah. Regrettably, we've had some issues there. And I think the good thing is that a lot more people are using the park than ever did, especially since school hasn't been running 8 hours. We're in the final steps of, they're bricking the storage area around the stage. They're putting a roof on it. The next step then will be to put finish the roof on the stage itself. And so I think we're hopefully just a few weeks away. I know we keep talking about it, but it's getting really close. I've heard some, I'm not on Facebook, but my wife has said that Levitt Amp is going to make an announcement this weekend as far as acts that they hope that are coming or what they're going to be doing. So I'm looking forward to that. But we got a reasonable offer, and we're going to be able to cover all the areas of the park. Hopefully it's just a preventative measure. We're not looking to get people in trouble, but with the money that's been spent on all these areas, it's just something that we need, and I think people will be happy that that we're watching it, and that if there's anything that happens, then we can find out who was the perpetrator of the problem.
And when you put that much work into putting up a stage and all that's gone into that, and what an amazing project that's been for Galva, making sure that it's safe and secure is an important thing.
Yeah, I think so. It's just that it seems like when you do something good, some people get a little bit jealous or don't care and seem to want to make their mark on things. And hopefully that this stops it. It's not, a widespread issue, but just the fact that it's there and that that now we can feel that, you know, we're safe and we can move on to something else.
Well, when something becomes well known and it becomes a new center point of any city, it's going to get the attention of everyone, including those bad actors.
Yeah. It's just a case of a few people, you know, and then sometimes I get a little upset and say, well, let's just close the park. But there's so many people that are using it, having a good experience. You just don't want to do that. You just want to make it safe for all the people that are there that want to use it.
Indeed. Now, what else is going on? How about there was a solar presentation.
Yeah, we had a company come in, DOW. I'm not sure what the initial stands for because it was new to me. They would like to put a solar development on our current landfill. It would be about 15 acres. They were looking just to explain things to us. They had a real nice presentation in our meeting last night. Because of the COVID, turning around the other way again now was online. So they had a real good presentation, showed us what they want to do. They have want to get a three-year option to develop it. I think they're waiting a little bit for the Illinois to act to put the incentives back in the solar. It would be the equivalent, once if they would get it developed, to provide enough power for a year for 507 houses. I think that it just goes back into the grid, but it would be a win-win for us that, you know, it would be developed, that would help the energy in the area, and then the landfill area then would be covered with that. They showed us a presentation how they do it safely. Now it's just a matter of trying to work things out for what we need in that area, and then they're going to send us the contracts. It's just an exploratory thing. It's not anything that's close to being developed, like the stage or like the other things going on, but it's just something that was nice to see that they're still interested in developing clean energy.
Indeed, and this can be beneficial financially for cities that decide to do this.
Yeah, it helps give another grid there, and it helps the people that supply the other power be a little bit more competitive. So we're looking at it. If things work, when you do work in a landfill area, it's not like you're just putting in a field or something. You have to work with other government agencies to make sure that they do things correctly.
Mm-hmm. Certainly a lot of work goes into that. This will probably be a multi-year process, I imagine.
Yeah, like I said, they have a three-year option to develop it, and then if after 3 years they decide that it's not going to work out, we do receive some money. But it's a thing where they would, you know, lease the land for, and it's a 30-year, it would be a 30-year process. After 30 years, then everything would get removed and things would be the way it was before.
We're talking with the mayor of Galva, Rich Volkert, about the Monday night Galva City Council meeting. Talk about the railroad crossing.
Yeah, we've had some issues. I don't blame it all on the ethanol plant, but we had an issue last week, I believe it was Saturday, where all the river crossings were closed for an hour and 40 minutes. We had some other situations where they've been closed for 45 minutes. And the problem is, they try to leave one crossing open, but some people don't know where that crossing is. The other situation when they're all blocked is our ambulance is on one side, our fire is on the other. And, you know, it's just an accident waiting to happen. So we've been across this bridge before. The railroad was there first. It's their crossings. But it's just talking to an amoeba. You're trying to find out who you can talk to, and you just can't find that person. So we're trying to get some way to get them to talk to us. One of the things we recommended last night were private citizens. Each crossing has a number there. We gave them the number. They can call it in and say, hey, this is blocked. Why is this blocked? Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that we're not trying to penalize them or anything, but we've got to keep these crossings open a little bit more often.
Yeah, and they should be more responsive and open to at least understanding that they are operating within a city.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's the same thing with the cameras. You know, they're just a few people that you have to really talk to and to get their attention. It's the same thing here. We called someone was supposed to get that to me by Friday and Monday, and nobody's got that to me yet. So it's just none of us know Warren Buffett, the head of the railroads. We have to try to talk to somebody in the area and find out, work out something that's beneficial for both.
Especially with the possibility that this could cause a very serious issue if your fire is cut off from your ambulance.
Oh yeah, and then the issue is that people say, well, you can call somebody else for mutual aid. Well, by the time they get there, and then if it's on the other side, they have to go around. It's 6 miles either way to go around, so it's just a situation that I realize that Galveston's too small for an overpass or an underpass, but we need to work out something, and we need to work it out as soon as we can.
Well, Mr. Mayor, anything else you want to pass along from last night's meeting?
No, that's pretty much it. It was one of those where we got a lot of things done and hopefully some other things planned for the future. And, now we can get back to the real meat and potatoes of doing it. We've got our sewer work and we've got our road work for the summer and get on to that.
All right. Well, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, well, thank you very much.